fundamental inyanim that we discussed last week in the inyan of Emunah, the milchama between us and the Yevanim. The Yevanim said, Kisvu al Karen Ashar, Ein Lanu Chelek Belokei Yisrael. They wanted us to say that we're detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way Emunah is undermined. As we keep pointing out, the Leshem brings the gematria that Emunah is gematria Elokeinu. Not that there is a God, that I have a Rabbono Shalom. He's our Rabbono Shalom. Elokim is the Baal HaKochos Kulam, is the one who's all-powerful. And this Elokim, which is the head of nature, gematria HaTeva, the Kadmonim already bring, Elokim, which is a God, is the gematria of nature, HaTeva. But that Elokim, who controls the entire world, who created everything that's around here, he's my Rabbono Shalom. Elokeinu is Emuna. I have a connection with him. And this is the sugya that we're getting into here, that we are really attached to Hashem. We brought the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yaakov Chevel Nachlasai. Literally translated, Yaakov's lot, his inheritance, is a rope. What does this mean? Yaakov's inheritance is a rope. So the Kadmonim explained, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, that we are really attached to Hashem. We are connected, literally, we're roped to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our brain ends here, but there's a huge rope that goes all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. We're like puppets. Not really, because we have free will, but we're totally wired to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just tight with Hashem, we're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is an amazing thing, that we're literally stuck to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it works the following way. The Nefesh HaChaim is Marech. Avigail revealed this secret to David HaMelech. She says the following words, Adoini, v'haisa nefesh Adoini tzrur b'sur HaChaim. She says to David HaMelech, your nefesh, which is the lowest part of your soul, is tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Zohar HaKadosh, quoted in Perek Yud Zayin of Nefesh HaChaim, says, what's pshat over here? What's Avigail, the Halig Avigail, revealing to David HaMelech? She's saying, David, you look like you have a nefesh, not just a neshama, a nefesh, which is the lowest, almost animal part of you. You should know that even that lowest part of you is directly tied to the Kisei HaKavod. There's a chain from you, from the most bottom part of yourself, even that part of you when they're having a rough day that challenges you, that part of you is totally connected from bottom to top, all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Chevel Nachlasai. Yaakov's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he takes it even further. Earlier on, an amazing thing. This is a parsha that everyone reads, but we don't understand. Yaakov goes to sleep in the makom of the Mikdash, and he goes to sleep, Vayachlam v'nei sulam, and he sees a ladder. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, quoted in the 10th parak of Nefesh HaChaim. What was this ladder of these malachim, these angels going up and down? Yaakov didn't see a ladder. He saw himself. He saw his rope. Every one of us is pumping olamos with our avodas Hashem, sending things up. Things are coming down. There's a rope. We're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov fell asleep and saw the greatness of his attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing. Amazing. And the Ramchal, in his Maimer HaKivui, which is the Maimer of Hope, he says the following frightening thing. He says that the word tikva, which is hope, comes from the root of kav, which is a line. Which is a line. You know, you always wonder, people who are half glass half full, glass half empty, right? I guess it's a choice of an approach. What's real optimism? Real optimism is when you know things will be good. How do you ever know? You know, you could be one of those guys who just has a great attitude. How do you know? Says the Ramchal, the only way you know is if you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not attached, then you could slip away. Hashem's not looking, scurry away. Where'd he go? Right? But if you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could always reel you in. He could always bring you back. Tikva comes from the fact by Rachav the Zona, she brought a rope down from the building, down from the Choma. It was called a Tikvas Hashani. Hope is a rope. What's Pshat? Pshat is that if I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I have everything. He's connected to me even in my most difficult moments, even in my lowest part, my nefesh. When things are really hard, I'm totally attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know this Derech Emunah. We know this because it was revealed to us that we are attached in this way. And the Gemara says in Tainus, the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizoin bishvil chanina b'ni. The whole world is being kept going, is being sustained through Chanina ben Dosa. And it's enough for him, just a little bit of caribs once a week, that's Chanina ben Dosa. Says the Shlach HaKadosh in Parshas Vayigash, what does it mean the entire world is being satiated Bishvil Chanina b'ni, for Chanina my son? So you say, Bishvil normally means on behalf of, right? Bishvil, Chanina b'ni. The whole world is being supported by Chanina b'ni. The Shlach says there's a remez noira here. A frightening hint. The word Bishvil, you can change it to Bishvil, in the pipeline. Kol ha'olam nizoin Bishvil Chanina b'ni. Chanina, in his Avodas Hashem, is wired upwards. He's got a pipe. He's got a tzinor. The Baal Shem Tov also is quoted as saying this. The tzinor is going up and up and up, and the entire world is being pumped by Chanina. Chanina is doing Stark Avoda, and he's pumping the Olamos, and he's bringing everything there because he's totally attached. He's totally attached. So now we have to take this to the next level, which is really the sugya of self-confidence, belief in oneself. And it really is tied to this idea of being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an amazing chazal, and sometimes these chazals have become songs because they're very catchy, but a lot of times we don't analyze the chazal. And there's a mishnah in Sanhedrin on Lamed Zayin that says the following thing. Every person is created differently, looks different. Usually when someone creates a mint or a stamp, everything looks the same, bung, 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 a factory. But not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he creates people, they all look different. So when you see someone who looks different, you know, he's different than me, he's different than me. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Lefikach, therefore, kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar. Everyone is obligated to say, bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me. Okay, we've heard that before, right? The world was created for me. If you look different and I look different, the world was created for me? What's going on over here? What's going on over here? What's going on over here? And can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? We like to nitpick over here. If I was writing the Mishnah, and Baruch Hashem I didn't, for Klal Yisrael's sake, it was Rabbeinu HaKadosh who wrote it, I would have written it differently. What's this? A man is chayiv to say, he's obligated to say, the world was created for me. Why do you have to say it? What is this? What is this, like the night of the Seder, the Haggadah that you have to say? What is this, like Shemona Esrei? The world was created for me. What are you saying over here? Why don't you just say, the world was created for each individual? Why is this, and the man is obligated, each individual is obligated to say, the world was created for me. Why do you have to say it? Why do you have to say this? So I think there's something incredible over here. This chazal is teaching you something that you don't believe on your own. Me? Give me a break. Little old me, the world was created for me. Give me a break. Me? A person says, chazar's over. The world was created for me. It's not going in. The world was created for me. Not going in. The world was created for me. A person is chayiv to ingrain in themselves this approach to life. It's not something that you can just write and say, the world was created for everybody. Every person is chayiv to say it, to live it. And there are certain points where you really don't believe it about yourself. And those are the moments where we cause ourselves the most trouble. And at those moments, you have to say, the olam was created for me. I am the man. Literally, the man. No other man in the world. And it has to be said and ingrained. And if a person doesn't have the emunah that this is true, he won't get anywhere in life. This is a form of emunah, believing in yourself. I came to something amazing recently. I come to things, you know, when you have a profession like this, you're always looking for stories. I'm not such a good story guy. But I remember not too long ago, while I was preparing the sugyas of emunah, I think I was immersed in the sugyas of emunah over Bein Hazman. I'm totally immersed. I was swimming in emunah. This is probably the hardest I've been immersed in a sugya since I got to this yeshiva, perhaps in my life. But I remember it was early in the morning, too early to wake anybody up, and I needed to go somewhere. And I was looking for the keys to the car. Bein Hazmanim, I had to go somewhere very, very early in the morning. Right? Couldn't find the keys. The Rebbetzin had the keys last, but we're not waking up the Rebbetzin now. So you check the pocketbook, right? All you guys who don't know yet, the pocketbook is the place where all the things end up. Check the pocketbook? No. Checked my wife's coat. Check the pocketbook again, look around, then you start getting very frustrated and you're waiting for the time that you're not a Russia for waking anybody up, right? Wasn't happening for a while. But I waited, and then it was time for every normal person to wake up. I don't know why I was up earlier. And my wife says they're in her pocketbook. I go downstairs and I open her pocketbook and I found them right away. What's pshat? They were in a little yellow bag in the pocketbook. Who would look in a yellow bag for a key? I opened it up and there it was, 2 seconds flat. And I was thinking to myself, Rebbeinu D'chaya L'Makula, what in the world is going on over here? I went to that pocketbook so many times, in 2 seconds flat. And listen, this is a Yisoid Chaim, this will take you through life. If you know something somewhere, you will find it. But if you don't know, you'll keep giving up. You can look at it 5, 10, 20 times. If you're not sure it's there, then you won't get in there and find it, because maybe it's not there. Chayiv Adam Loimar Bishvili Nivra Olam is Yisoid Gadol Ad Ma'od. I know that I'm the most indispensable and significant human being. I'm here on some sort of mission. And if somebody lives that way and he says it to himself, he'll find why that's true, and that it's not a practical joke. It's a yisoid in the emunah. The Imre Emes of Ger says a beautiful remez over here, and I'm sure you guys were thinking of it on your own, the way we were setting things up. Chayiv Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Olam. A person has to believe that his pipeline, his attachment to Hashem, in his shvil, in his sinur, in his pipeline, the whole world is getting pumped. He's a Chanina ben Dosa. He's somebody that everything he does is significant. He has to believe that. He has to believe that he has a particular shlichus that nobody else could do, and world history will be affected by this. I know that's hard to believe. That's why we need faith. That's why, if it's hard, say it again to yourself. And then say it again. But after you keep saying it, you'll soon discover that it's true. Because you know it's there. You have a shaychus with this madrega. And I was makabel from my rebbeim a frightening thing about this. It doesn't just mean that planet Earth was created for you. Okay? No, not just planet Earth. Planet Mars? Maybe, I don't know. But not just planet Earth. It means that everything was created for you. That means, why did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? The whole group, millions of people, men, women, children, for you. Why did Klal Yisrael get the Torah at Har Sinai? For you. Why was there a Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the world? That book that you never saw, never looked at, it's collecting dust, you bought it because it matched the wood in your cabinets. He was created for you. Rav Chaim Brisker was created for you. The Gain, the Baal Shem Tov, they were all created somehow, you knowing about these people and all of these experiences have to do with your mission. Whoa. You know, there are people in the world who survived the Holocaust, and they have a certain, the most healthy of the group, Tzadikei Yisrael Olam, that they made it through such a Gehenna. They say, why did I survive the Holocaust? Imagine a guy saying, why did I make it through Egypt, that Paro? Why did I make it through? There's got to be something important. Why did I survive the Holocaust? Chayev Adam Lomer Bishvili Nivra Olam, all these things are here for my greatness. And the Rambam writes something very strange, to me at least. But the Rambam's teaching us how to think. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that the way it works is you get measured. Your Schusim and your Averis, and the world gets measured. There's Schusim and the Averis, and even within that there are countries, Schusim and Averis. And then the Rambam says something very interesting. Levikach, therefore, Tzorech Kol Adam Per Gimel Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva. Tzorech kol adam sheyira atzmoi kol hashana kula ki'ilu chetzi zakai v'chetzi chayef. A person should view himself all year round as if he's 50% averis, 50% mitzvahs. V'chein kol olam, and he has to view the entire world as 50% mitzvahs and 50% averis. Chata chet echad, if he does one aver at this point, right? They're all, the crowd's going wild. What's he gonna do? The world is right. It's exciting. Chata chedachar harei chria atzma bechria tzkolom kulo lekav chova. Oh! Vegarim lo hashkasa and created a destruction of the world. Whoa! Okay, it's gonna get more exciting. There's a happy ending. What happens next? Otsa mitzvah achas hichriya atzma v'chriya kolom kulo lekavskos. Woo! He saved the day. He did that mitzvah that curbed the entire world to freedom and salvation v'chule. What in the world is going on in this Rambam? It doesn't say in this Rambam before that every time you do something, this is so exciting. Halavai. So why is he saying the entire time you're doing anything in life, you have to do this? And listen to what the Rambam says. You save the world, Zehu Shenemar! Vitzadik Yisoid Oilam! Whoa, I thought that's what they say about Yosef Atzadik, that he's Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. You know what that means? The Tzadik is the foundation of the world. That's the Rebbe's, you know? It was just Hanukkah. People go to their tishes, watch them do the hadlaka. Tzadik Yisoid Oilam is going on little old me? Says the Rambam, yes! You're Machriya the world! If a person can have this kalach, says the Rambam, that means they always have this kalach. It's sometimes not such an exciting game, but the incitement is there because bekoyach, he always has that ability to curb the entire world one way. That's who he is. Technically, he's not always going to get the three-pointer at the buzzer, but he's capable of that. He's always on the court, and it can happen. That's his chashivas. A nice gematria, don't ask where I know this from, I'm not even sure. The gematria of Shvil. Shvil. So, I saw the Olam started liking gematria, so I'm getting into it myself. The gematria of Shvil is Yesh Kavod, which means substantial respect, reason to be honored. When somebody realizes that they have a Shvil, that they have a pipeline, that they're attached to Borei Olam, then they have real kavod, real srara. The gematria of Yochid, which is a singular person, is kavod, is honor. If a person would walk around this way, you would understand, you wouldn't need to go, I believe that man is created as one person. No, you'd see. I see what Hashem meant. This guy, look what he does in yeshiva. Look how he's actualizing himself. Look how he's living up to all the different nekudas of Avodas Hashem. Look what he's doing. And there's a famous Tzidkas HaTzadik about this, Rabosai. Reb Tzadik HaKain in Ois Kuf Nun Dalet says on the pasuk Vayaminu baHashem uve Moshe avdo. They believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe. So I would say, and that's what the Mechilta says, they believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu as their leader. Reb Tzadok doesn't say this. He says they believed in Hashem and they believed in themselves. Why is Moshe themselves? He says if you go up on that rope, higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, all of us are part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Medrash says, have you ever seen a lady give birth to 600,000 people in one shot? That's what the Medrash says. You ever see such a trick? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a neshama that we're shayach to. And he says, we have to believe that we have a Moshe Rabbeinu in us. That we're shayach to greatness. Vayaminu b'moshe avdoi is that we are higher. We're attached. Yaakov chevel nachlosai. There's greatness over there. And always bothered me, this Rambam. Another Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Chamishi of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Beis, Al yavor b'machshev vascha davar zeh shomrim tipshe umas brov gomei b'nei yisrael shekodesh baruch hu gazer alav mitzchilas b'riyasi yos tzadik l'rasha. Don't believe that whether you're a good guy or a bad guy is preordained, decided already. Eina davar kein, Ella, kol adam v'adam roi. Every person is capable. Lios tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu, to be a tzadik like Moshe, O Russia ki Yeravam, or a Russia like the king, Yeravam ben Nevat, who blockaded Yerushalayim, who put Egel Hazavs over here and over there. Whoa. What is going on over here? So nobody can become a prophet like Moshe. Lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe od is in Navi. But they could become like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says they're tzroi. Or they could become the biggest villain. What's going on over here? This is what's going on over here. If the world was created for me, then I am history. And in my life, whatever there is, that's it. That's all that exists for me. In my life, my achievements, if I achieve them, and I do my mission, I'm no different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even exist in the world where I am the only one working. And if I mess up, and really bad, I can become the biggest villain, the most infamous character in Tanakh. That's what I'm capable of. And that's my significance. That's my greatness. That's what makes me somebody who it's worth getting up in the morning. And confidence comes from here, Rabosai. This attachment is that all of my kochos come from somewhere higher. I'm gaining from them. There's something that's feeding me. That's feeding my neshama. Rav Yerucham says in Das Torah, he says, Chazal say in Yom Chav Ches, Avram Avinu was Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is a Derabbanan. Avram Avinu didn't even get any of the mitzvahs, but Erev Tavshilin also. Rav Yerucham asked the question, he says, how did Avram Avinu know about Erev Tavshilin? I mean, forgetting about all the other mitzvahs, but even Erev Tavshilin, where did he get all this from? He brings a medrash. The Medrash in Brachos Rabbah, Tzadi Hei Gimel. Meheichon lomad Avram es ha-Torah. Where did Avraham Avinu learn the Torah from? Rabbi Levi Omar me'atzmo lomad Torah. He learned it from himself. Huh? How do you learn Torah from yourself? Last time I checked, Torah came down from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to the people, and he taught it to us. Says Rav Yerucham, you don't understand. When you're in touch with yourself, you can climb up to places in yourself where you can even find Erev Chatzeres. Avram Avinu on his Madrega was able to connect with himself to the point where he was able to find where Kol HaTorah Kula is hiding over there. Where it's part of him. Where it's shayach to him. The Arve Nachal asks the fascinating question. He says, the Rambam is famous for saying in Perish Mishnayos, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos et Yisrael lefikach hirbalem Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to win the game. So he gave us mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, if you do one mitzvah perfectly, it's your mitzvah, you shine in that mitzvah, you get a ticket to Olam Haba. Sounds nice, right? Says the Arve Nachal, I don't understand this. It's hard to do even one perfectly. And the Arvei Nachal gives the most astonishing teretz. He says, no. He says, every yid, if you would go to where they're connected, somewhere, we know, yesh shishim ribo oisius l'tera, there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Someplace, you're connected to a letter in the Torah. Somewhere. And in that parsha, maybe it's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, maybe it's the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, maybe it's in the mitzvah of Shatness, you naturally steig over there because that's you. That's where you're from. Your home team advantage is that mitzvah. And it's easy for you to get it perfectly because it's you. It's you. It's an issue of getting in touch with yourself. And I think this is a place where we make a lot of mistakes. It sounds like, what in the world am I talking about? How in the world is this practical to us? I'm talking about Avraham Avinu getting Eruv Chatzeres. I'm talking about letters flying in the sky. I've lost my mind. Rachman Litzlan. But I'm telling you, this is the key. This is the key. The key is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attached to you, and all you have to do is start working, and things will happen. When you're trying to get into Harvard Medical School, so either you'll get in or you're not gonna. But there's no reason to have optimism, be'etzem. You could be an optimistic guy, but there's no definite chance, you know, there's chances, whatever, but it's not in the bag. Avodas Hashem, the Hatzlacha Avodas Hashem is inside of you, is here. It's merely getting in touch with yourself. All you have to do is get on the team and start working, and then things that were always there will enter you. The enjoyment of learning. Who in the world enjoys learning? I like it. But not in the beginning. In the beginning, you have to climb to different parts of yourself. And you keep persevering, and you climb higher, and you have to climb very high. If you were in a high school in America, it's going to take a long time to get up there out of the atmosphere. And eventually, I relate to this. Why do you relate to this? Because you always did. You just never found this place in yourself. And the Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't want you to learn all of the Torah. That's scary, Kol HaTorah. Listen to this Gaon. I can't believe this Gaon, and I think everybody here should tell a friend this Gaon. They taught us from the Gemara Nida that a child learns Kol HaTorah, Kula, in utero, right? In the womb of their mother. And I've also heard that the idea is to try to retrieve it. You got a patch from the Malach, you forget it. Now you have to try to retrieve it. Fine. The Gaon doesn't say that. The Gaon says something that I can relate to. The Gaon says, in Mishlei, Tes Zayin Chavav, Shemalamdim la'adam bebeten imoy kol ha-toyrah, mashia b'yicholes adam la'hasig, kol yimei amdo b'zeh olam. You're taught all the Torah that you can understand when you're in Olam Hazeh. You're a chelek of Torah. And then, what happens? Hashem has you forget it, and you're merely retrieving something that you know you can do. You were already booted up with this. It's in your hard drive. And now you're just trying to reclaim something. You're not trying to become somebody else who's next to you. You're trying to understand the Torah that was given to you. Which means if you don't work, you will lose yourself. If you don't put in the time, you will lose yourself. If you don't know that the keys are in the pocketbook, and you don't keep fishing and fishing and fishing, you lose everything. It's all there. It's all inside. This is the Mila of incentives, Rabbos. We have a program here that forces people to work for months on end. And it's been proven that if people have a mature attitude towards this, but if a person can get in a zone, it doesn't matter if it's Lishma or not, to work, all of a sudden, and I've seen this time and time again, they'll go, wow, this is connecting to me. I have a shaychus to this. What's the problem? I never was able to get out of bed for this. This schlepped me out to experience something that I have a shaychus with. It's an excuse to find myself. And there's real simcha in this. The Sefer HaIkrim writes that it's like a person is like already planted. He doesn't have to plant himself, he's already planted. The thing just will grow, but you just have to you have to water it and you have to let it grow. But you just have to work it. It grows on its own. You don't have to decide to make fruit. It just happens once you plant it. Hazoirim bidima barina yiksoirim. Whoever plants with tears will rejoice at the end. There's so much happiness from goals. Today, happiness is so cheap, Rabosai. People don't know what happiness is. Happiness is realizing goals. That's what happiness is. There's a strange thing in the world today, and I don't think it's shaykh to you guys, Bechlau, but it's shaykh to you because you're in this generation and we're not in a ghetto. The world has legalized, in many places, marijuana. They've legalized marijuana, and it's affecting a lot of areas of the tzibur. Not chas v'shalom or b'nei yeshiva, but it's affecting enough that we have to understand what's happening to the world. Why did the world not want these things, and why is the world taking these things on right now? So I decided to speak to Rav Chaim Kanievsky about it. Why not? I was there on Hanukkah, wanted to get my money's worth. So I spoke to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him. We tried to explain this particular. Rav Chaim doesn't need anything explained to him except for things that are ridiculous. So ridiculous things you have to explain. And we said there's samim, which means drugs, and this is how it works, and it does interesting things to your head, and it makes people freilach. So he says, and Rav Chaim, I was asking for some Mar Makomos, so I was hoping for get a whole schmooze out of him. Didn't work. He says to me, sam, which means drugs, he says, samim, the drugs, are sam hamaves, are the recipe for death, shel haneshama v'shel aguf, of the body and soul. And he says, tell people this. He wants this to be said in his name. Starting to think, what is he talking about? Well, there are no chazals, and this is exactly why it's such a hazy topic, this whole thing. And it's got me dazed, right? But I was thinking about what he said, and I was thinking about our shmooze tonight, and this is exactly the nekuda. This is the destruction. Rav Chaim, when he says it destroys your body, he's not talking about health. This might be healthy, more healthy than cigarettes. And we have to know about this. You guys think I'm crazy? We're not in a ghetto anymore. We have to understand why we don't do things. What is the pshat in these types of experiences? It's to get happiness from doing nothing. The krumkeit, the richness of it, is undermining the whole idea of having a mission. Why does Hashem make it that when you do something good, you're on a high? It's because it's real and deserved. And people today are stealing all these experiences. Why don't I just become a deadbeat and just take experiences? And they're all fake because they leave you with nothing. I was trying to think, who is machaven to the greatness of the tumah here? And I was thinking about it, and I realized there's a band from the 70s and 80s who's machaven, who said good. They had Ruach HaKodesh when they named themselves. The Grateful Dead. What's pshat, the Grateful Dead? It's gewaltig. They had skulls smiling on their tie-dye. How do you get somebody who does absolutely nothing to smile? You smoke up. That's what you do. Gratefully dead. No problem. Don't do anything. The Maharal says, what makes a person happy? Emes. Yitzchak is din. Yitzchak is din. And Yitzchak is simcha. Yitzchak is to laugh. The Maharal says, what's emes? Emes is a full process. I start from aleph, which is the first letter of the alphabet, of the alphabet. I start from the beginning. I move to mem, which is the middle. I execute perfectly and tough. I get to the end. I get there. I started a mission from the beginning, the way it's supposed to be. I didn't take shortcuts. I went through to mem, all the way to tough. That's what makes people happy. What happens if you don't want to deal with all this whole mission, dude? Well, I just want to, in Bein Azmanim, recreational, whatever. I want to skip the Aleph. I don't want to start. I want to go right into the happy. I want to celebrate with everybody. Be a loser who's celebrating for nothing. If you take the Aleph out of MS, it's mace. It's a dead person. a person who doesn't want the mahalach, who just wants the joy of the end, is sucking his guf and his neshama from the entire tachlis of Bria. And even if he does it once, he's already experienced a lie. And it will be hard for him to ever understand life the same way again. The word sheker is such a fake out, says the Maharal. The word sheker makes you think that you're going to get to the finish line, because in the Aleph Beis, right, there's kuf, you're getting there. There's resh, you're getting there, you're almost at the finish line. There's shen, you're at the last letter, all you need is tough. You fell for it. That's sheker. Sheker gets you to go on a mahalach and leaves you in the end, and you're a loser. You're unemployed. Your wife can't stand you, your kids can't stand you, and all you want to do is be happy all day. Rachmana litzlan. And the world understood this before Rabosai. That's why these things were illegal. Because they understood that it undermines the Tzuras HaAdam. But none of the Tzuras HaAdam is left anymore. So we might as well all just run around happy. Well, man, yeah, man. The world is becoming kooky, Rabosai. And we have to get upset about it. People think because things are legal that it's okay not to be disgusted with the losers who do these things. We have the simcha of working, Rabosai. Ashreinu matov kalkeinu. Look at us. Look at this beis medrash. Nobody's going to be as happy as us. No one ever will. We're totally on a high. We should be zeichet to be mamshich.